The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Hello everyone, and this is Archana Jarrett tuning in once again with Sherm Radio, the place to catch up with leaders and have insightful conversations on all things work. It's that time of the week when Sherm is back on air. Today I'm talking with Yashwant Mahadek about the talent quotient. Yash is the president of Global HR and co-lead Business Transformation Office at Lupin Global. In addition to this, Yash has many passions and talents. He is a philanthropist and supports many causes related to education of the underprivileged. He is an avid golfer, a professionally published photographer par excellence, and global ambassador for Sony. And that's not all. He's also a social media influencer and expert. So who better to talk talent than the talented Mr. Mahadek himself? Yash, thanks so much for joining me today and welcome to Sherm Radio.
Thank you very much, Archana. Thanks for having me on the Sherm Radio. Thank you.
Well, Yash, that's a lot of accomplishments. And I know you're such a people's person. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how crazy is this lockdown making you is what I want to know.
Well, I think last week I was at 8.5. Today I'm at 7, if you may like. You know?
So 10 being the worst, right?
Yeah, 10 being the worst. And, you're right. You know, it's so, you know, I mean, by nature, I'm a very gregarious and a social person. And, you know, I like to be with people, meet, be there. And on top of that, I'm a very outdoor person. So being locked down at a home was very unnerving, I must say. The only reason it wasn't 10 is because we are all responsible and we understand the situation and the circumstances which have forced us to go into the lockdown. And that's it. Yeah. So not feeling too good about it.
I guess we're all in the same boat and making the best of, you know, what we have. And we're blessed that we have a lot as well. So we shouldn't forget that. But Yash, you have so many talents. Forgive me if I've missed any of them. You're a golfer, a blogger, an accomplished and very recognized photographer. Apart from this, already, you know, you have such a highly demanding job. And at this point, you know, being from the pharma industry with Lupin being in the thick of things, I'm sure you're even busier. You also have your venture, Yash Mahadek Photography. So where do you get all this time and what's driving this passion in you?
Oh, thank you very much for the kind words, Archana. I'm not sure I'm worthy of them, but it's, you know, you've added a lot to my profile than what I actually deserve. But anyways, but you're right, you know, thank you so much. As long as there are good things in my favor, I don't mind, yeah?
So you're being modest, Yash.
No, Archana, but thank you for that kind introduction and profiling of me. But yeah, I mean, you know, I make no mistake. I'm a professional corporate executive. That's what my profession is, okay? When it comes to photography, when it comes to giving back to the society, I mean, all those things, they come with the human being and the professional that I am. So photography, I've never called myself a professional photographer, and I don't think so I'll ever do that, because I'm a hobbyist photographer. Now, may have professional grade equipment and may have reached that level where if I decide I can start making money and living out of photography, but I'd rather stay a professional corporate executive and an HR professional and still enjoy photography as a hobby, you know, which started quite early in my life as a child, you know, with my dad. And then, of course, there was a break. And then thereafter, just 10, 11 years ago, I again picked it up when the digital photography came. You know, at one point of time, I remember, I think I was with a coach, and this was a fantastic coach, also my boss, who I used to spend a lot of time discussing on how to be effective at work. And this person, I mean, you know, this person made me realize, and they said that, Yash, you know one thing, you want to be effective and more productive and happy at work and at home. Let me ask you a question. What's the hobby that you have and that you are pursuing? And then she was quick to say that, don't tell me stamp collection or something like this, which are politically correct ones. But do you really have a hobby that you pursue as a passion? And it made me realize, and I said, no. And during that coaching session, she asked me to pick up a hobby, which I could convert as a profession. And I thought about it and I said, well, what do? I like writing, you know, I love reading.
So Yash, and you yourself is such a great, you know, you're such a great mentor yourself. And, you know, you've been mentoring so many people in the HR fraternity as well, giving back, you know, the talent that you have there, which is the, you know, like you very rightly said, the profession that you're in. But not all of us are blessed with so much talent. So how do we bring out that same passion in ourselves and, you know, in our people?
So let me tell you, Archana, I am a firm believer every person on this planet, each and every person is endowed with talents which they are themselves not aware of, okay? And every person is talented, not just at work, but even outside of work. So, you know, like how I was coached, most of the people who have worked with me, they know me. I also coach them and I encourage them to take a hobby, you know, where they can unwind and, you know, really... actually get fresh, you know, remove the cobwebs of the mind, as you say. And so many of the people, so I don't want to take names, but one of them, or actually three of them, you know, all three of them from XLRI, they used to work. And in their college days in XL, they used to be in their dramatic society, you know, the theater and drama society.
Mm-hmm.
They got back to drama. And in fact, they are producing professional level acts and plays and dramas, which they are doing in Mumbai as a theater group. Okay, and it started with this coaching and this conversation with them. And there are others that I know, that there's some, at least a dozen I know who have taken over, you know, their or revived their hobby of painting, okay, and doing art in form of it. Someone is doing watercolors. There's some people I know who have gone back to canvas and acrylic and oil. My goodness, it is amazing to see the kind of work. And they all come back to me and say that, Yash, that conversation with you, getting us back to a hobby, our hobby or choosing one, has been just stunning.
Wow, so that's such a... Sorry.
It is. So I'm telling you, Archana, and like, you know, if I was to ask you that question, you say, Archana, so what is that hobby that you have? I'm sure... By end of the day, you will
don't ask me.
And you will choose one.
No, I'm sure I'll have to start thinking about it right after this conversation, Yash. And what a great way to look at it, that, you know, if we sort of stoke our passions and our hobbies, that makes us better workers as well. So, Yash, let's carry on this conversation right after this very short break. I'm Archana Jarath, and I'm in conversation with Yash Mahadek, President, Global HR and Co-Lead, Business Transformation Office at Lupin Global. Stay tuned. This is Sherm Radio, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India, Inc.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Sherm Radio. I'm Archana Jarath, and I'm talking with Yash on the talent quotient. So, Yash, with the remote working becoming a more longer-term reality, the lockdown getting extended and even many organizations looking at it in some form being there for, you know, at least the next few months or even a year or two, what's the one mantra of succeeding in this scenario? What's keeping you sane?
Okay. So even, you know, before I share what's the personal mantra, let me tell you, you know, Archana, one of the things that I've learned over the years, especially during this lockdown, if you as a company, you as an employee of that company want to be effective at working from home, then you need to make sure that the technology platform that that company provides or that you use or leverage has to be top class, okay? You cannot work from home if you don't have top class technology platforms, okay? That is very, very important. Something exceedingly important for everyone. So it becomes the base, okay? Then the second one, I would say when it comes to all of us, well, I think the mantra is not to get tired while working from home, while staring at screens, you know, your laptop or your mobile phones. And, you know, as we give a lot of focus on health when we are working in a workplace that you're ergonomically safe, you know, your sitting posture is correct, you're taking the right breaks, you're stretching. Same thing you got to do with yourself when you're working from home, staring at screens, you know, or laptops, or, you know, you're looking at your mobile screens. Very, very important. That will not only just make you effective, but it will also make you. So say, for example, one of the things that we have learned is, so, you know, you could be working on Microsoft Teams, which is the most widely used platform for working from home by majority of the company. It was earlier known as Skype for Business, right? Or using like the one we are using right now, you know, the Cisco WebEx meetings, okay? And then some use Zoom, whatever. There's no need to put your video on. Now, that is a trick everyone learned very, very quickly. Because if you don't put the video on, not only you get a bandwidth for a better, you know, transmission of voice, etc. And second is you don't have to look at the screen anymore. Okay? So that is something, just as an example. The other one I would say, which is, again, exceedingly important, is like when we were to go and work in a workplace, how we used to work on our schedules. What happens is when you're working online, a lot of double park happens in your schedules because, you know, people just think you're available. You're just available. So they're just trying to call you in a meeting. Make sure you again stick to your schedule and you take a proper lunch break. You take a proper tea break. Just don't go on working, because I made that mistake, you know, for the first 2 weeks. 7 o'clock in the morning, we used to start working and I used to go up to 11, 11:30. And trust me when I say this, Archana, I had, you know, an issue known as photophobia, which is your eyeballs start aching. And that's because of continuously looking at the screen. And then I consulted a doctor online on telemedicine, you know, and the doctor told me, he says that what you're suffering from is known as photophobia. What is your screen time? Now today, because I use Apple products, they give you your screen time. My screen time was somewhere like 9 and 9.5 hours in 14 hours that I was working. That's very unhealthy.
Wow.
So I reduced my screen time for the past 2 weeks to almost 3.5 to 4 hours, okay? Which is a commendable drop. And let me tell you, my eyes are healthy. Again, I don't feel tired. So there are things like this that one needs to focus on.
Very true, because, you know, one just keeps working and I'm just wondering what my screen time is. As you were saying that, I have no idea, but it must be in the same ballpark as yours. Pharma is the big focus sector. You guys are really in the thick of things. So, you know, it's really like you're on the inside of the entire COVID movement and, you know, taking care of a lot of the medicine requirements, etc. So any insights on how that has been? Can you share some of the COVID? Sorry, I'll just take that question again, if you don't mind. So sorry. So pharma has been the big focus sector in this crisis, Yash. Lupin recently also contributed a large sum for the COVID-19 relief efforts in India. You guys are really in the thick of the entire action. So any insights that you can share on Lupin's COVID efforts and, you know, entire pharma sector, what you guys are doing for this effort?
Absolutely. So, you know, as you know, first of all, when it comes to the pharma industry, we are under the Essential Commodities and Services Act. So we had to keep our operations up and running. So all our factories, all our research and development and clinical trial laboratories and sites were working, because we have to keep producing medicines for India and the world. And that wasn't easy, okay? But we have managed to do that. Of course, where possible, offices have been shut down and we have asked people to work from home. So that has given us tremendous amount of learning on how to make sure that you transport an employee safely from their home into a workplace, keep them safe in the workplace, okay, with all the social distancing, sanitizing, masks, gloves, everything, keep them productive, again, transport them back to their homes, and also ensure that while they're with their families, they're safe. So this entire wholesome 360 degree taking care of the wellness and the employee has just got accentuated during this period, okay? So that was a great learning. And as now companies are planning to exit from the lockdown, they are actually looking up to pharma, and we have been sharing our knowledge absolutely freely and openly. In fact, very nicely, some of the things that have happened are, even for our HR community, Archana, are like, for example, people used to do things and they used to keep to themselves, treated as proprietary information. Today, the sharing of knowledge on what you are doing around fighting this crisis, people are sharing information real time, openly. Whatever we talked about future of work, this crisis has just accentuated. Okay, so we said the future of work will come, what will happen in the next 2 or 3 years. It's happening for the past 4 weeks. Okay, people collaborating, use of leveraging technology, still reaching out, still getting the work done, keeping the business continuity up, all that, leveraging the technology, using it. It's amazing. Okay, so as an industry, we have been able to share and do a lot of stuff with other companies, which makes us feel very, very proud, though it was not easy. And and we look forward to learn more as we go along, because this crisis is far from over, Archana. It's far from over.
It's really amazing to hear the kind of stuff you guys are doing, the kind of collaboration that's coming in. I think in all spheres across the globe, people are becoming more open, and future of work is here to stay. So Yash, I wish we could carry on this conversation. It has been such an inspiring conversation with you. Thank you so much for joining us today on Sherm Radio.
Thank you very much, Archana, for having me over, and my congratulations to you for starting these sessions on Sherm Radio, and I wish you all the very best. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Yash. Thanks, everyone, for listening into Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media Podcasters. Stay tuned as we come back next Wednesday at 10 a.m. for another great conversation on all things work. Till then, stay safe and stay passionate.
This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, Podcasters for India, Inc.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.